Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Judith Glaser back on the show. Judy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, today we're celebrating her seventh anniversary of her membership in our Brain Trust. She is the author of many books, including 42 Rules of Creating We and The DNA of Leadership, which is just an outstanding watershed book. She keeps coming up with watershed ideas on how the brain works and how we can communicate with each other by using our brain more productively. And she's here today to talk to us about something she's working on to help us communicate better. Judy Glaser, welcome back to the show.
I am so thrilled to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back on the show, as always. Happy anniversary, by the way. 7 years. How about that?
I love it. That's a magical number.
You know what the gift you get for the seventh anniversary, right? You know what that is?
What is that?
An email.
No.
An email.
I get an email?
Yeah, that's it. That's a gift.
You know,
not diamonds or gold or anything like that. It's an email. I'm sorry about that. Hey, Judy, one of the things that I'm really excited about what you're working on here, and I know that you're getting quite a bit of acclaim on some of the things you're publishing about these ideas. I want you to tell the audience a little bit about the essence of it, please.
So I've been studying leaders for 30 years, as long as I've been in business, and I start to watch this pattern that shows up that actually takes leaders out, even though when they're doing it, they think it puts them right in the center of the world.
Yeah.
That is called addicted to being right. Now, it sounds like a little thing, you know, of addictions. How could you put addictions? How could you put being right together? It turns out that when we are right about something, or at least we think we're right about something, and we espouse it to a group of people, there's this incredible reward that takes place in the brain. It's a little place called the nucleus accumbens in the brain. It's right in the prefrontal cortex, the front of the brain where we do a lot of thinking, but it also sits on top of our emotional centers. And when we're right and people look at us like, wow, aren't you smart? We feel that. We get a rush of dopamine, and it just keeps repeating and repeating because human beings love to be center of attention. We love to be loved. We love to be right. Nobody likes to wake up in the morning and say,
except for talk show hosts, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get a chance to do it. You get a chance to play it out.
I get a chance to be right every day. And my wife's not even around to critique me.
Well, finish
my sentences.
What happens when you get home?
It's all yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I'm sorry, it's my fault. No, it doesn't make you look fat. I think you should go ahead and get that, honey. And then everything changes.
She's good for you.
She who must be obeyed is what we were talking about here. So, okay, addicted to being right.
Yes.
Now, everyone has that tendency, right?
We all do. We all want it. I mean,
some people do more with that tendency than others, right?
Some people can do more with it that can hurt them in the workplace.
Yeah.
Because what happens is when we start to think that being right and being the smartest person in the room will get you further in your organization, that's when you start to develop blind spots. Because people, after a while, people watch you and you're the center of attention. And what they start to do is feel like they're stupid idiots. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a human. In other words, relative to the person who's smart, if they're constantly being right and they're constantly being right, after a while, it starts to eat at us. But at such a level that it starts to question our own authority. It questions whether we're really as competent. And all of a sudden, if we start to feel stupid every time we're around that person, now we get an aversion to that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates that dual process that happens, and all of a sudden people start to talk about, can you believe him, never giving anybody, and they interpret the story, never giving anybody a chance, always thinks he's right, you know, tells us we're stupid. Who wants to be around that person?
Well, yeah, and there are many variations of how people handle this this instinct, this feeling, mm-hmm. this primordial response that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And some people do it with a lot of ego. They're so proud that they're so right. Some mm-hmm. people do it with because they just think we're having a conversation.
Right.
And for example, you and I both have strong personalities.
Yes.
We both think we're pretty smart people, and we definitely have opinions about things.
Yes.
And you and I can go toe-to-toe, and we may go literally best two falls out of three. And when we get through, we're both exhilarated by the conversation we've had, whether we've convinced each other of it or not. However, I know that in my life that everyone is not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that other people, many other people, don't like that kind of give and take.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I believe that I've convinced them that I'm being intellectually honest, I'm not being a bully, but I just want to talk about it. I want to discuss, you know, this thing that was brought up. They don't like that kind of confrontation. And so that's when you have to know when to lay back.
You just said the word, though, but you get that this is a sport, that for you, conversations are a sport. You like to get in the ring. You like somebody to knock it around with you. And that you feel good, and the other person feels good, when there's a something that happens between us, like we make an agreement. It's not even verbal. But I know and you know that this is play for us.
Yeah.
This is fun for us. You know, we do it on the air a lot of times. Sometimes we even step over each other.
Right.
We want to get in there and kind of box it around a little
mm-hmm.
bit. But both of us know that it's not to be harmful. It's to help us build our conversational muscles.
And
right?
But also, I'll tell you, there's something else. I enter into, and I really do feel this way to my core. I really work hard at being intellectually honest.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, I don't care what your position is. Even if I completely disagree with you and I think you're wrong, I'll still talk to you about it because I'm thinking, well, maybe I need to learn something.
So this is why you're different, and this is why I love what I'm doing, and this is why I have to tell everybody about this. It turns out I have a new book coming out called Conversational Intelligence, and what I've discovered is that different levels of conversations.
Right.
And some conversations, just like people asking and telling each other, that's
mm-hmm.
that's transactional. It's not a lot of commitment to each other, but we
right.
do it every day, right? The next is positional, and this is where we get hooked on being right, because I may have a position, I advocate it, and then I stop listening. Like you live in level three a lot. That's why you can do what you do every day. Level three is you're curious, you're open to be influenced. You're out there to learn more. You want to get in with
and
people.
And folks,
that
you have to be able to determine where you are yourself, but where the other person is too, if you're going to be successful in the marketplace. And Judy's going to help us with this after these messages. Dr. Judith Glazer and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.